www.diberadio.org.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're here at the 22nd Forum of Typography in Düsseldorf. And it's, what is today?
24th of February.
February 24, 2007. And with us is Georg Sander. Welcome. The first question is, are you religious?
Oh, no.
You're not religious?
No.
Okay. Do you have rituals?
What do I have?
Rituals. Things that you, for example, if you're superstitious, or do you do you have to do certain things in the morning, maybe the day goes badly.
No. Peter Vellum.
I'm playing tennis. That's my only... but I'm not working on alphabets. I play tennis.
You play tennis every day?
No, no. Once a week. Now in the summer, more often.
Are you competitive?
Am I competitive? What is that?
Do you want to be better than others?
That's what I feared. But I don't know. I don't know. I want to be so good as I am. I can be, but that doesn't depend on the on others, on the comparisons or what is it?
Competition?
No. Vergleich. What is it?
Vergleich. Oh, comparison. Yeah.
So you don't, you wouldn't think that it would, it helps sometimes to be...
No, it never helps me. No. That's, if I have to be in a kind of, in a competition, my work is worse than normal.
Okay, so, but you that's do enter them. For example, you do enter them, though. Or you were asked to enter a competition?
No, sometimes you are asked for.
Yeah.
But it's long ago that I take part in such things as a student. Or
how did you how did your interest in typography start?
I'm not a typographer. I'm a typeface designer.
What's the difference?
It's a big difference. That's what I am. Of a typeface designer, I had this comparison. For instance, a man who builds big vessels builds it. That's the designer of that vessel. And the man who conducts it over the sea, that's the typographer. That's a captain. Who does something with that vessel. But they have no similar going into these things. They are different people. They have different education, technical come up. And
could you say that the typographer is more a user of typefaces?
No, it could be an artist as well. In my sense, it is a user of my things, so of course, but it is not a mean situation for him to use these things.
Somebody has to use them.
Yeah, so that's my doing, to do something which other people uses.
And so how was your, what sparked your interest then to be a
type designer? I don't know. It's a family das ist so right. Kann ich auch nicht mal Deutsch sagen.
Was ist das in Deutsch?
Na, es ist eine familiäre Belastung. It is a family weight. You see, you had not heard my lecture.
Well, only the last part, and my German is not well enough.
No. Let's say I had an uncle, and he was a black sheep in the family, because during the time between the wars, nobody has had. A position where he could earn money, but he had in a technical company, and he changed that for an art school. And nobody get why.
Especially in the years of the Depression.
No, that 27 or last. His family was somebody who didn't he was not right in his head.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in Essen at the so-called Folkwang school, and he worked so well as a student that he became a photographer teacher, or photography teacher. For
in the same school in Essen?
In the same school. And he had a big, he had clients as well in the industry. And he was going to be famous, and then the Nazis, what do you say?
Yeah.
Hitler,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
came up, and one day a new director at school with two pistols came into and throw out the people who had other thoughts as this time and mm-hmm. that time. And my uncle emigrated first to France, afterwards to Spain, and there he was thrown out by the Franco regime in 1936, and he went to the Netherlands. And then the war broke out, the last war, and he was caught in the Netherlands by the Germans. The Setzung.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a story in itself. He was member of Göring's Luftwaffe at that time. He had what is it? What difficult words. He was, he should be pressed into the army.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a choice to.
But he disappeared. Mm-hmm. It's Anna Frank
mm-hmm.
in Holland. In the Netherlands, he had prepared a certain house or dwelling position where he could work for the other part of the war, the Sixth War.
Yeah.
And one morning, he went out of the door and fetched the milk, standing before the door. And at the same moment, German soldiers had a hand on the house next door. And they fetched him, and he was sentenced to death because he was part of the army,
yeah.
and he was sentenced to death. And then my family had relations to higher classes in the army, and the last thing was he was begnadigt.
Pardoned.
Pardoned. To one year a prison after the war. But till that time, he has to stay in the Gazette, in the concentration camp. Mm. No, he was liberated by the Russians in liberation, yeah. in the concentration camp. Mm-hmm. And he went back to Netherlands without being at that time a German of the Netherlands. He was international.
Yeah.
But he lived in Amsterdam, not in Amsterdam, in Haarlem at first. Mm. Or in Den Haag at first, and then in Haarlem. And he had big influence on the Dutch book market. He bought the famous Jack book he worked for books, typography, but the whole book,
the cover and the jacket,
everything.
And he designed that.
He designed lots and lots and lots of books. And if you came to the Netherlands, you found in every window and every book shop, you found, let's say, 10 of his books laying in the window.
Was he still the black sheep of the family?
Oh, the family at that time was dead. His father had died, and his mother as well. And now, and that was now, when I entered the scene. During that time when he was in the concentration camp, they had friends of him, they'd made a map with a map. What is it? With works of him.
A portfolio.
Yeah. With work of him, and that was part of the reason why he was pardoned.
Hmm? Because they thought
he was an artist and artisan. Or
crazy,
and so he got out of it. And I found this portfolios, and I was fascinated about that. Because before that, I found at his family, Wohnung, flat, in a flat,
Boxes,
wooden boxes, mm-hmm. where he had left his equipment from the photography,
yeah.
and as well studies for calligraphy, mm-hmm. and I was in there. And since that time, I calligraphied as myself.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
But it was autodidact.
Did you meet him though?
After the war,
yeah.
I first met him for, let's say, 3 days or 3 or 4 days.
What was his name? What was his name?
Helmut.
Helmut
Salden.
Helmut Salden. Okay.
And he always had a mass of best books in the Netherlands. They did also the best books. 50 best books in the Netherlands. And I believe that, for instance, Gerrit Noordzee, the Northern him,
yeah.
and his whole school based a certain kind on that work of my uncle. That's very familiar to me. And I met him short, and now he invited me for several times to come to him, and I saw what he did and how he did that. with a perfection and a spirit unbelievable for me. And now I had already decided to become the same thing, the same profession. And now, and we liked each other till a certain day. And that was, he had a real enemy. It was his thought that this man, this Dutch professor, was an enemy of him. He was his enemy, I think, but he didn't know that. He published books and things, and he was a big microphone of the Dutch typography scene. And but he was he said things which he couldn't mean earnest. It was nonsense what this professor told.
Was it because it was too personal, or?
No, it was nonsense. It was, there were relations which didn't fix together.
They were they competitive?
No, 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 no. It was historical. Art historian.
Art historian.
Oh, okay.
Professor. But with focus of on typography.
Yeah.
Now, and this boy, this guy, I was in the ATP.
The wire under your arm.
Yeah.
Good. I'm sorry.
And this
at eight o'clock.
At eight o'clock. There were plagiarists. There were. I was going to push a certain thing into the paragraphs of ITAPI to say that that there should be a person or a group who would discuss whether a certain newcomer in types is a, what is it?
If it's an original typeface.
Original or a?
A revival.
No, not a revival, stealing.
Plagiarism.
Plagiarism? Yeah.
There's another word, but okay.
We know what we're talking about.
It has something to do with flibustiers, but it is piracy.
Yeah,
piracy.
It is piracy.
Okay. Good.
And ATAPI, I had certain proofs that it would be necessary to have a working group to look over the market and say this is a new face, original, or that is not. And I couldn't do anything about that, but the ATAPI destined this guy for the
to be the judge,
to be the first man in this group and to be the judge. And my uncle gave me the as I had pulse this.
It was your fault.
It was my fault, and I had said by my action that this man has a certain spirit, or he could judge. And so he told me, I won't have to do anything with you, my uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, he was very, you see, he was a man who knew what he wanted. And he was on his own. Hmm? Okay. And so I couldn't join him any longer. Yeah. And on the other hand, he didn't understand that I did things, digitized characters, or all this was stuff for him which shouldn't be there on the world. And the last thing I heard about him was that he had a very fine exhibition in Den Haag and very fine things about in the newspapers about that. He was a hero in the Netherlands because of everybody knew about Helmut Zahle in the concentration camps. And also a certain day, something has to tell or something about that things that he had published certain things, horrible. And in the newspaper, everything seems to be fine. But one of these journalists ended his critique or his explanation of this with a word which had already come up 20 years before, that a certain age in a monogram was too bright or too wide. Mm-hmm. And he, my uncle, got in an anger for that, in such an anger that he suicided. He had assembled a certain number of tablets.
Mm. And they know this for that reason.
Yes, I had his wife, or there was a certain woman, a very nice companion. I hadn't heard so long about from him, from his side. I didn't know whether they had married or not. Mm. But she afterwards told me all the whole thing, and I visited her. Paid her a visit later on. That was the end of Helmut Zahle. Mm.
But you share the passion for.
I shared all these things were laid into my
genes
or DNA.
Is he your hero?
My?
Yeah.
Oh, hero. You know, I have seen many things during that time where I was not in Germany. And sometimes I think he perhaps has overreacted for the whole thing, but you can't change a man who is, perhaps he was right. He was, normally he was right in everything. If he said Boccherini is that or this or that, he was right. And he knew everything because he read every line he had in his books, and he read every line, and he said, sometimes he said, there is too big a width between two words, and we have to change the whole page, or we have to change the translation. If it was a translation, he proposed to have another translation, that there was an or an and, he told me, it is all, every time it is better. The new version of him, of his translation of it's better. You can only do that with translation, he told me, not with this original text.
Of course.
Yeah. But every time he has...
would have the translation changed to suit the design.
So to suit the design.
That's interesting. Mostly it's the other way
around. Oh, that's probably my text. I do that as well, but for my own text.
Right.
For other people, it's... but he possibly was right that sometimes if you think about a thing, you come to a better result. That's possible.
www.diberadio.org